Welcome to episode 967 of the 1010 Thrive podcast.
In our previous episode, as Paul, Silas, and Timothy arrived in bustling Thessalonica, Paul sensed the challenges ahead. He began preaching in the synagogue, passionately presenting Jesus as the Messiah. While many embraced the message, it also sparked intense opposition, leading to a mob targeting their host, Jason. Realizing the danger, the trio fled the city, leaving behind a fledgling church facing persecution. Despite his concern, Paul trusted God to protect and strengthen the new believers in their faith. After their narrow escape, Paul, Silas, and Timothy arrived in Berea, a town nestled in the foothills of the Macedonian mountains. Berea was quieter than Thessalonica, a place where the hustle of trade was replaced by the steady rhythm of daily life. The Bereans welcomed them warmly, their eagerness to hear the word evident in their attentive expressions and thoughtful questions. In the synagogue, Paul found a different atmosphere. Unlike in Thessalonica, where opposition simmered beneath the surface, the Bereans approached scripture with open hearts. They listened intently, eyes bright with curiosity, as Paul explained prophecies and how they pointed to Jesus. The Bereans did not merely accept Paul's words. They examined the scriptures for themselves, cross-referencing his teachings with the sacred texts, ensuring what he said aligned with God's word. Paul admired their diligence, finding in them kindred spirits. The peace found in Berea was short-lived. News of Paul's success reached Thessalonican Jews, who were determined to silence him once and for all. The same men who had stirred up trouble in Thessalonica arrived in Berea. They spread rumors, incited the people, and once again, the atmosphere turned hostile. The newfound believers in Berea, understanding the danger Paul faced, urged him to leave. With a heavy heart, Paul agreed, knowing that staying would only bring more trouble to this fledgling community. Silas and Timothy remained behind to strengthen the believers, while Paul, now traveling alone, made his way south, heading for Athens. The journey was long and wearying, the road winding through hills and valleys, each step taking him further from the familiar landscapes of Macedonia and into the heart of Greece. As he traveled, Paul couldn't help but think of believers he had left behind, Thessalonians and Bereans. His heart was heavy with concern for them. Athens was a city of contrasts. A place where ancient wisdom and new ideas collided, where towering statues of gods and goddesses loomed over streets, where philosophers gathered in the Agora to debate the meaning of life. Paul walked through the city, his eyes scanning the scene before him. The sheer number of idols and altars stirred a deep sorrow in his soul. How could a city so full of knowledge be so lost? Driven by a mixture of righteous anger and compassion, the apostle went to the synagogue and then to the marketplace, reasoning with anyone who would listen about the one true God and his son, Jesus. But Athens was not like the cities of Macedonia. Here, the people were curious but detached, more interested in hearing something new than in committing to the truth. They invited Paul to the Areopagus, a place where philosophers gathered to discuss and debate. Standing on Mars Hill, with the Parthenon looming in the background, Paul spoke to them about the unknown God they worshipped in ignorance, revealing to them the truth of Jesus Christ. Some mocked him, others were intrigued, and a few believed, including Dionysius, a member of the Areopagus, and a woman named Damaris. But overall, Athens left Paul with a sense of unfinished business, a city that was curious but not yet ready to fully embrace the gospel. Leaving Athens, Paul traveled to Corinth, a city teeming with life, wealth, and immorality. Corinth was a bustling metropolis, a major trade center where East met West, and the city's reputation for vice was well known throughout the empire. As he entered the city, Paul felt the weight of its spiritual darkness, but was undeterred. He knew this was where God had called him next, and he was determined to bring the light of the gospel to this morally corrupt city. In Corinth, Paul found Aquila and Priscilla, a Jewish couple who had recently been expelled from Rome by Emperor Claudius. They were tent makers, like Paul, and they quickly formed a bond, both in their trade and in their faith. During the day, Paul worked with them, crafting tents to support himself, while in the evenings and on the Sabbaths, he reasoned in the synagogue, persuading both Jews and Greeks about Jesus. It was during his time in Corinth, amidst the noise of the marketplace and the daily grind of tent making, that Paul's thoughts often drifted back to Thessalonica. News from Silas and Timothy, who had rejoined him, brought reports of the young church's perseverance amidst persecution. But there were also concerns. Questions about the return of Christ, the fate of those who had died, and confusion sown by false teachers. Paul's heart ached for them, longing to be with them, to guide them, and to encourage them. Realizing he could not leave Corinth, Paul took up his quill and began to write. His hand moved quickly across the parchment, words flowing from his heart as he addressed their concerns and encouraged them to stand firm in the faith. The letter to the Thessalonians was filled with the love and urgency of a spiritual father, guiding his children through difficult times. As Paul sealed the letter, readying it for the journey back to Thessalonica, he prayed for the believers there, asking God to protect them, strengthen them, and fill them with hope. The letter would be the first of many, each one a testament to Paul's deep love for the churches he had planted and his unwavering commitment to the mission God had given him.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Lessons from Paul's Ministry in Thessalonica.
Number 1.
Boldness in preaching the gospel. Despite knowing the potential for opposition, Paul boldly proclaimed the gospel in Thessalonica. His courage in sharing the message of Christ, even in hostile environments, teaches us to be bold and unashamed of the gospel, trusting in God's power to work through us.
Number 2.
Strategic engagement. Paul strategically engaged with the local synagogue, speaking to both Jews and God-fearing Gentiles who were already familiar with the scriptures. This teaches us the importance of understanding our audience and using wisdom to connect the message of Christ with their existing beliefs and knowledge.
Number 3.
Scriptural foundation. Paul reasoned with the Thessalonians from the scriptures, explaining and proving that Jesus was the Messiah. This highlights the importance of grounding our message in the Word of God and using scripture as the foundation for teaching and evangelism.
Number 4.
Cultural sensitivity and adaptation. Paul's approach in Thessalonica shows his sensitivity to cultural contexts. He understood the religious background of his audience and adapted his message to resonate with their understanding. This teaches us to be culturally aware and flexible in our methods of sharing the gospel.
Number 5.
Endurance amidst opposition. Paul faced severe opposition in Thessalonica, yet he persevered in his mission. His endurance in the face of persecution teaches us to remain steadfast in our faith and ministry, even when we encounter resistance and hardship.
Number 6.
Building community. Paul didn't just preach and leave. He built a community of believers who would continue to grow in faith. He formed relationships, provided guidance, and encouraged the Thessalonian believers to support one another, emphasizing the importance of community in the Christian faith.
Number 7.
Discipleship and follow-up. Paul didn't abandon the Thessalonians after his departure. He continued to disciple them through letters and sent Timothy to encourage them. This underscores the importance of follow-up and ongoing discipleship in ministry, ensuring that new believers are nurtured in their faith.
Number 8.
Encouragement in suffering. Knowing that the Thessalonians were facing persecution, Paul encouraged them to stand firm in their faith. His words remind us of the power of encouragement in helping others endure trials and remain faithful to Christ.
Number 9.
Balanced ministry focus. Paul's ministry in Thessalonica balanced evangelism, teaching, and community building. He didn't just focus on converting people, but also on establishing a strong, supportive Christian community. This teaches us the importance of having a well-rounded approach to ministry that includes outreach, teaching, and community care.
Number 10.
Reliance on the Holy Spirit. Throughout his ministry, Paul relied on the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit. His success in Thessalonica was not due to his own abilities, but to the work of the Holy Spirit through him. This teaches us to depend on the Holy Spirit in our ministry efforts, trusting that he will guide, empower, and bring about the fruit of our labors. Paul's journey through Thessalonica, Berea, Athens, and Corinth exemplifies the resilience and commitment required to spread the gospel in the face of adversity. His ministry in Thessalonica teaches us vital lessons about boldness, strategic engagement, and the importance of grounding our message in Scripture. As we reflect on Paul's experiences, we are reminded of the enduring power of the gospel and our own call to share it with others, regardless of the challenges we may face.
Father, thank you for the example of Paul's unwavering faith and dedication to spreading your word. Strengthen us to be bold in sharing the gospel, to remain steadfast in the face of opposition, and to rely fully on your Holy Spirit for guidance and strength. May we build strong communities of faith and continue the work you have entrusted to us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.